I'm Zachary Turner. Communities in West Charlotte have fewer options when it comes to food than more affluent parts of town, where Publix's and Harris Teeter's seem to sprout up next to each other. A new pop-up produce stand in West Charlotte offers a brief oasis in the middle of a food desert, and a vision for bringing food production closer to hungry folks, cutting down on our carbon footprint along the way. Here's the report. James T. Austin rolls his cart down South Hoskins Road. His house is just up the street. He hangs a left at the Mr. Quick Mini Mart, where a concrete building rises up from a large gravel lot. A pop-up produce stand greets him by the loading dock.
One of these, and one of those mushrooms.
Okay. Carolina Farm Trust opened a distribution center and pop-up market stand in the Hoskins community over the summer. This was Austin's first visit.
This is good, yeah. I like this.
The pop-up stand is now the closest source of fresh produce for Hoskins. Much of the community is considered a food desert, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The nearest grocery store is...
Food Line.
Walmart.
That's the only store around. I mean, really.
That's Carol McLean. Her mom lives nearby in Hoskins. Food Line in question is 2 miles away on Tuckasegee Road, far from many residents without a car. I asked McLean how she found out about the pop-up market.
Facebook and Beverly. Beverly Knox, she posts everything.
Beverly Knox Davis, president of the Historic Hoskins Coalition Group, had led the original push for Carolina Farm Trust to come to Hoskins. The organization wrote letters of community support to help secure funding for the project.
Started out 17 years ago, where we were just wanting something, an outlet for the children. And I was like, you know what, we gotta feed them. There's no grocery stores, there's just nothing. There were complaints going to some of the convenience stores that stuff was outdated.
About 12% of communities in Mecklenburg County lack adequate food resources, according to data from nonprofit Feeding America. That's about 1.5% lower than the national average. Behind the pop-up produce stand, the 20,000-square-foot building has been transformed. There used to be an egg processing plant where many Hoskins residents worked.
It's been locked down for many, many, many years.
So it wasn't doing anything.
Nothing at all. It was just the old egg plant warehouse back behind the yellow store.
Now it houses a bakery, kitchen, and office space. Michael George Bowling, CFT's general manager, opens a door to one of 3 walk-in coolers.
The lettuce all comes from Anders Farm outside of Winston-Salem. Our watermelons came from Brown and from another farmer. We've got Asian pears, nectarines, and still have some peaches.
This first part of the project received $11.5 million in federal, county, and city funding to open. The remaining $500,000 came from private industry. Inside the bakery, executive pastry chef Larissa Rucker and her team have already started preparing for their fall menu. The chefs have to adapt to the ingredients farmers supply. Pastry chef Demaria Hodges slices apples from near Winston-Salem to make apple pie. Rucker will cook down Asian pears into a confit to fill tarts. She said these pastries will serve catering events, expositions, and the nonprofit's food trucks. The distribution center is also about propping up local farmers, according to Carolina Farm Trust CEO Zach Wyatt.
If we want to save farmland, then our farmers need to make money. If we care about climate change, then we need to farm the right way. Just imagine the carbon footprint of shipping lettuce from California to the East Coast all day, every day.
Wyatt said carbon pollution from industrial agriculture goes beyond transportation. Food waste in the U.S. accounts for 170 million metric tons of carbon dioxide per year, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That's like running 42 coal power plants. The distribution center also does its part in cutting down on food waste, according to Michael George Bowling, general manager of Carolina Farm Trust.
We've got almost zero waste kitchen. We try to use everything, just if it's even just making a stock.
What the chefs don't use, CFT composts at an urban farm at Aldersgate in East Charlotte. The nonprofit is raising $17 million to build out a grocery store, teaching kitchen, and meat processing facility. The pop-up market sells local produce every Friday from 4 to 8 p.m. South Hoskins Road. I'm Zachary Turner in Charlotte.